Pupuno. A play by Kim Garrett, music by Cherie Waithoa. Serendipity. Chance. Tupuno. To come upon accidentally. Happen by chance. Chance upon. Do things happen by chance, or do things happen for a reason? Does life present us with golden opportunities, or is it our job to make it happen? Are we alone in this life, or are there forces greater than us that watch, guide, and protect us during our journey? Are there signs to help guide us? And even if there were, would we see them? I know what I believe. I am a storyteller, and to share our story into, through, and beyond the residency weekend offered by the Physics Room, I will use a beginning, a middle, and an end. This story will tell of the relationships that brought us together and the relationships we created, the performance we envisioned, and the process it took to embody that vision effectively, creatively, and authentically. The responses and feedback to the work and the process, and the constructive criticism and steps we as a company hope to take moving forward. I believe trust and authentic action are required in writing, devising, building relationships, and embodying concepts through performance. I believe people are brought together for a reason, and music is a powerful force that can manipulate energies. A picture is worth a thousand words, and we are not alone. I believe love finds a way to heal. Our story, Tupuno, encompasses themes like this, and in a lot of ways reflects our own journey as a company. Tupuno is a story involving two individuals at their lowest and darkest times, and the forces that surround them, guide and protect them. Meeting unexpectedly, or were they guided, they discover a connection so instant, baffling, illogical, strong and spiritual, so empowering, and yet they are powerless to control it. Serendipity, fate, or divine intervention? They mirror each other, reflecting masses of talent, deep pain, hurt, hope, courage, strength, intuition, beauty, and love. Through vulnerability, sharing their stories and songs, they find safety in each other, trust, respect, and admiration. A side effect of letting someone in, even though one feels broken and ugly, is the pay it forward ripple effect. Through encouraging the other to see their worth, they find their own. Together, they find their voice, they find their creativity, they find the strength and courage to shine their lights, they find their connection to a higher power, and they find love. Love for each other, and the most important love of all, self-love. A moment's deviation from the beginning of our story to introduce the characters. Kieran Ortley Ryan, the catalyst to this divine opportunity, a trusted and respected colleague, and more importantly, an admired and loved friend. Pukodi Productions, the protagonists, a company with a desire to connect, communicate, and create. The Physics Room and Hamish Peterson, the courageous organisation challenging and supporting creatives to be vulnerable, share their truth, and to expose their process, to show a behind-the-scenes how-to of the multiple facets of writing, devising, and creating. The Arts Centre, who entrusted us with the environment for the writing and creation of Tupuno. John Russell, the student seeking a creative collaboration for his own development as a writer and creative. The man with a project, a camera, a head full of fantastic ideas, and a generosity of spirit. Our photo credits go to him, and our thanks for the secret weapon he brought along, his whānau. The Russell whānau, creators of a positive, loving whānau support system, a system which encouraged community, faith, and trust. Were they guided to us because we needed them? I like to think so.
The beginning, Angitu, the opportunity. The story begins with a call to apply for a weekend residency with the Physics Room. A call to workshop our story. The seed of a story which had been shared during the chance conversation at a random get-together. I believe we are presented with opportunities. On offer, a space where thought can be action and the time to connect, communicate and create. I believe it's our job to take up opportunities and make it happen. Pukodi Productions applied and were accepted for the weekend residency. Challenge accepted. Now to deliver. Now to collaborate. First contact, the Physics Room and Hamish. The man who can get anything done with a smile and some good old ingenuity. Hamish was first and last point of contact once we were offered the residency. He led us every step of the way, helping us find the right space within the Arts Centre for our workshop, Maker's Workshop, welcoming us and the other residents, playing tour guide, chef, friend and procurement officer, supporting with ideas, practically helping set up the space and troubleshoot, taking on roles of stage manager, production manager, front of house, usher, operator, tech, marketing and friend. The middle, whakaaro, the process from our perspective. The art of performance that builds relationships and bridges gaps is one of the most rewarding feelings. Bringing whānau together for even a moment in time is what we share through the collaboration of art and performance. This residency provided Pukauri Productions with an opportunity to discover how we deliver content in a theatrical environment, offering us a space to celebrate the love for sound that makes you move, words that stimulate thought, and connection through emotional association, using dance to allow the viewer to interpret as they will. All forms of communication were explored during the residency, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual, providing Pukauri Productions the platform and space to collaborate. We love to connect, create, and communicate. Sense of smell, guiding me.
Our decision to have a live musician feeding into the play, creating and adding to the atmosphere, supporting the songs. We were lucky enough to have the songwriter as our muso. Cherie generated live soundscapes using traditional Māori and non-traditional instruments, and she sang and accompanied her songs for the performance. From the audience response, I discovered we created an enhanced experience of and a stronger connection to the emotional and spiritual journey of the whakaari. This reinforces for me the importance of the live musician. Their job requires them to breathe with the piece and almost imperceptibly shift the atmosphere. They read not only the performers and the differing energies of each performance, but they read the audience too. They improvise within the structure of the story to allow the story to unfold more deeply for the audience. I absolutely love this experience working with two awesome and talented wahine. This was a massive learning and trusting experience for me. This play pushed me out of my comfort zone, and for the first time, I danced in front of an audience. What I learned from this play was the importance of trusting in yourself and others.
With themes of loss, self-worth, the healing power of music, spirituality and love, we chose to use shadow dancers as a representation of divine masculine and feminine energies, and to build a spiritual world that watches, guides and protects those in the realm of the living. We explored realistic and abstract forms of movement and representation to create a spiritual realm. We combined Māori performing arts and physical movement or dance. This was well received. And though our equipment was limited and our space meant limited hours for working with shadow, we saw huge potential for a shadow world and shadow dancers, and this will definitely be a part of the final product.
Fear and doubt, confidence and trust. These contradictory energies shifted constantly within me during this process. They're still here as I attempt to write this article. My fear of not being an academic, yet writing for a publication, which will be filled with extraordinarily talented people, articulating and communicating with aptitude and talent. Ooh, my imagination runs away with me. I'm intimidated and insecure, but choose to feel the fear and do it anyway. Keep pushing myself out of my comfort zone to see what I can find. I find when you collaborate with the right people for the right reasons and all involved are willing to work hard, you can achieve a great deal in a very short amount of time. This experience was essential for me as a creative, and it was a pleasure. It has deepened my respect and admiration for my colleagues' talents. It has reinforced my own trust in my ideas and creativity, and it has shown me we have the beginnings of something special. Our story touched people's hearts. It made them think of spirituality and what that means to them. It made them laugh. They left wanting Cherie's songs on their playlist, and they left seeing the full story in their heads. I couldn't ask for more. The end. Huanga. Findings. The physics room laid out an exciting brief to the public that was full of scope and great questions to stimulate creativity. Now, this is an exciting brief, full of scope and great questions to stimulate creativity. We at Pukodi Productions appreciate the time and space we had to examine and discover the processes which work for us and serve our story best. We loved the opportunity to bring together a dancer, an actor, and a musician to devise a show using each other's strengths and supporting each other's weaknesses. It felt like a step in the right direction to be a part of the expansion and diversification of people and bodies collaborating, sharing spaces and knowledge in our communities. Doubt was felt, but trust was still given and shared. A script was written. Movement was choreographed. Songs and music were developed and created. An environment was fashioned, collaborators generously and tirelessly went above and beyond. A performance was shared, feedback was exchanged, and now the final step is this written response to the entire experience. And so it is done. The end. Or maybe I should say the beginning. For this opportunity has shown us this story deserves a chance. It is our intention to present this story to New Zealand and eventually to the world. And it would be serendipitous to see you there.